This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. This week, the U.S. Senate has been negotiating a new stimulus package in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Negotiations have seemingly stalled, with Republicans and Democrats at odds on how much money to give to states and municipalities that are struggling to survive during a historic economic downturn. But Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says that any package is better than no package. The county is currently facing a $42.5 million budget cap, and it's had a lot of added financial stress due to the pandemic. Crowley joins me now to talk about the impact of the pandemic and a potential stimulus package. David Crowley, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on.
So when we're talking about the financial strain of the COVID-19 pandemic, what are we talking about here? Are we looking at costs that were generated by the pandemic, the loss of revenue? Can you unpack that a bit?
Absolutely. So it's a culmination of a lot of things. When we look at the Milwaukee County budget and what we're looking at as it relates to COVID-19, we're talking about the loss of revenue. So we're looking at about a $300 million impact. And this includes the loss of revenue, includes reopening costs. This also includes making sure that we can continue to provide the critical services that we have to provide here within Milwaukee County. And this is also talking about, you know, making sure that we can continue to focus on racial disparities, which also requires some investments. And so without any additional direct and flexible funding, Milwaukee County, which is also the economic engine of the state, we won't be able to address many of the needs our businesses and residents have without the direct and flexible funding from the federal government.
When you say direct and flexible funding, what does that mean?
So it's really about giving. We want the federal government to give those dollars directly to us when it comes down to making sure that we can provide what we need to provide for our residents here within Milwaukee County. So a good case in point was Milwaukee County was slated in the very beginning of the very first CARES Act round of funding to receive about $165 million. But things changed. And so what they did was they gave Milwaukee County $62 million. So they cut $103 million and gave that directly to the state of Wisconsin. And even though that the state of Wisconsin could have given us the direct cut, they decided that they were only going to give us $15 million and split all of that money between all municipalities. And the reason why we want to focus on direct and flexible spending is because we have very unique needs. And because we have been the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic here in the state of Wisconsin. Even though we are the largest county and we represent a sliver of the total population here within the state of Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken, when you think about who's been directly affected, 80% of those folks here in Milwaukee County have been people of color. And when you think about the deaths and those who have been hospitalized, when you think about the overall numbers, majority of that comes directly from Milwaukee County in general. And so this is really about making sure that we're giving, the resources to those who have the greatest need. And so, again, I guess the right percentage to say is that we account for 16% of the state's population, but over half of the state's infections and deaths as it relates to COVID-19 are here in Milwaukee County.
So to take a step back, you mentioned, of course, the CARES Act. Congress passed that toward the beginning of this pandemic. But as you say, a lot of that funding that went through the state of Wisconsin. When it came to divvying up those funds, what did that look like throughout the state? Was it kind of a every municipality gets about the same amount despite, population density? Or what was that like, especially as we look at it through the lens of Milwaukee County?
Absolutely. So when we were talking about the monies that came directly to all the municipalities, they split the money up and said, I'm not sure what the total pot was, But they said, we're going to give half of this to counties and we're going to give half of this to different municipalities. And the formula that they came up with was giving dollars based off of a per capita. So depending on our population, that's the way that they allocated the funds. And so it was more so through a fairness lens. But we here in Milwaukee County, we have been the leader about equity. We were the first county in the country to focus on racial equity as a public health crisis. And when you look at COVID-19, this is literally a racial equity issue. And so for us, we want to make sure that it's not about being fair, because if we're being fair, we're going to give everybody a dollar, whether or not you are a millionaire or if you're extremely poor. This is about equity. We need to make sure that we're investing in communities and people and areas that have traditionally been underserved, whether that's intentionally or unintentionally. But we also need to make sure that, again, we're funding and giving resources to areas where the greatest needs are. In order for us to build back better, we need to make sure that we are focusing on equity. And I believe that the governor has done everything that he can to not only keep us informed about what's happening, but making sure that they allocate the funds as he sees fit. But we're going to continue to put pressure on the governor, the state legislature, as well as Congress, to make sure that folks understand that local governments, I mean, we're on the front lines every day of this pandemic. When you think about the public health crisis, the public health departments that have to deal with this, the contact tracing, but also the critical services that we have to continue to provide. And so, you know, this is really affecting the way that we do business. This is affecting our budgets, but more importantly, it's affecting the families and the businesses that rely on county services to continue to run.
Now, at the state level, in general, we've seen very little action for the duration of the pandemic. Has there been any discussion about state-level aid that could help ease this budget crunch here in Milwaukee County?
Well, for decades here in Milwaukee County, we've always talked about the need for more local resources here. I mean, if you look at our current budget right now, 70% of all of our revenues pretty much go towards state-mandated services, which leaves about 30 cents on the dollar for us to invest in local solutions. And so we have been having those conversations. And one of the things that we've been talking about is the fair deal, giving not only Milwaukee County, but all local municipalities the ability to creatively raise revenues, whether we are talking about a 1% sales tax or any other tool that we may need. I think that right now we are in the best position right now, not only to push our bold vision when we talk about equity, racial equity, and how COVID-19 has really put a bind on us, but I think that right now we are in a position to say that a sales tax will not only help our local municipalities, but it would also help out the state government as well. We know that they have to tighten up their budgets. We know that they haven't seen the type of revenues that we originally would have predicted when you think about all the festivals that we've lost all summer, the DNC, which we've also lost, and all the different concerts and other revenue generating things, entertainment opportunities that we have. And so we're going to continue to push for that sales tax, and not just for Milwaukee County, but again, across the state, because if local municipalities, you know, if we're going to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, we have to be able to put boots on. And the only way to put those boots on is if the state gives us that. And that's by giving us some local tools to raise revenues.
Historically, the legislature, which is led by Republicans, has been they haven't really been open to allowing counties, particularly Milwaukee County, which is often the county that is pushing for this, to create their own special taxes. Does it seem like folks in the legislature are maybe changing their minds, are more open to that?
I think the tune is changing. We had a hearing last year on this. Representative John Mocco had a hearing on this. And I think that folks understand that you have to diversify your revenue streams. When we look at a sales tax, many people will say that this is regressive. But we have a way to actually set the tone on what we're going to sell, what we're going to add this tax to. But we must understand that also increasing our property taxes can also be extremely regressive. You have many individuals who are elders or on fixed incomes who live in and own their own home who cannot afford to continue to have their property taxes raised. And so I think that right now we're in a prime position, not only to say that, you know what, a 1% sales tax would not only do us justice, but also to help relieve some of the property taxes throughout Milwaukee County as well. We know that we are extremely high in property taxes, and when it comes down to the comparing us to other municipalities and communities across the country. And at the end of the day, if the state doesn't want local municipalities to continue every 2 years to hammer them about what our local needs are every budget cycle, this is something that they can give us. This is a tool that we can have in our toolbox to make sure that we are meeting the needs of our residents.
Now, turning to the federal government, they're currently considering a bill. It seems like they might be meeting on it this week, but there's a lot of controversy and a feeling that ultimately it won't get the votes it needs to go through. We're looking at a deficit of nearly $1 trillion between what Democrats believe we should be spending and what Republicans believe we should be spending. When we look at specifically municipality funding, which is what would seemingly impact the county, the deficit is really stark. Democrats want $900 billion. Republicans want just $150 billion. What could that mean for Milwaukee County?
Well, with the Democratic proposal, it would mean that we will be able to actually meet the needs of our residents here within Milwaukee County. Again, when you think about our lost revenue, when you think about our reopening costs and the demands for many of our services, the money that the Democrats are proposing will give us a cushion to actually do that, even though it is not enough. But when you think about the Republican plan, and their skinny of the version that they're looking to pass in the next few days, it is definitely not enough to make sure that communities like Milwaukee County can continue to provide the critical services and really respond to COVID-19. Milwaukee County, just like many other local municipalities, we are on the front lines every day fighting COVID-19. The need is stark. We've put $10 million into rental assistance. We've put $2 million into mortgage assistance. We're putting $7 million into business support programs. We've put $1.6 million into mental health. But the one thing that we can say is that this is only going to scratch the surface, and just barely. And the dollars that we've received are only for this year, 2020, and we don't even know what COVID is, how COVID is going to impact us early in the upcoming year. And so it is extremely, extremely important to really look at the House package and really pass that. But I would say that at this moment, the fact that nothing has been done in the past few weeks, something is better than nothing. The SMART Act or the HEALS Act, you know, no act is the worst action that can be taken right now. But folks need to understand, particularly at the federal level, that we cannot do this without the support of the federal government, whether we're talking about local municipalities or state government. We need to make sure that local municipalities, our school systems, and everybody who are on the front lines are getting the resources that they absolutely need to make sure that we are meeting the needs of our residents.
So right now, Milwaukee County is facing a $42.5 million gap that needs to be balanced. If we don't get this federal aid, how do we do that? What do we do?
Well, it means that, you know, well, I will first say that, you know, Milwaukee County has been facing a budget crisis for many, many years. I mean, the gap between the cost of our services and the funds available have been growing and widening. And when you think about COVID, it's really exacerbated the situation that we are in. And so if we don't get the dollars that we need, it's gonna force us to make some really, really tough decisions about how we invest our money. And because again, 70 cents of every dollar is going towards state mandated programs, We need to focus on how we can solve many of our local solutions and provide resources for the programs. And so this is going to put not only myself, but all the constitutional officers here within Milwaukee County, including the Milwaukee County Board, in a tough position to make tough decisions to make sure that we can continue to provide those services for everybody here in Milwaukee County.
All right. Well, David Crowley, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you so much for having me. Can't wait to be back.
That was Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.